So the Chicago Tribune for years was owned by the Wrigley family. It was employee-owned. Now there's this Alden Capital Group, which is an evil empire that overtakes businesses. Newspapers like the Denver Post dismantles them, strips them of marquee players. The reporting is less rigorous, vigorous, and local, but it's a way to make a buck. I don't know why people get into that business that really don't want to do that business. But it's not the business they care about. It's just the profitability, the chance to turn something into money, and then they'll sell it off to somebody else. You've heard of that sort of thing before. So Alden Global Capital is set to take control. They've put out a price that they'll bid for the remaining shares of stock. But then somebody else came along, a Maryland hotel executive named Stuart Bainham. And he said, well, I'll pay even more for it. But the board, which is controlled by Alden Global Capital, says, no, 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 we don't want to do that. We don't want to take the higher bid. That wouldn't be a good idea. And then another former media executive named Mason Slane came along, and he said, well, I'd like to help this other guy out. And then there's a Swiss guy that says, maybe I'll be the owner or the controlling party of the Chicago Tribune. I'm trying to sort all of this out. Helping us out is Greg Pratt, who is a reporter at the Tribune. Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing all right as you can do when you're surrounded by vampires.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, is it a fair characterization that Alden Global Capital does have a history of stripping papers, and if they do get to control the Chicago Tribune, we would see less local, vigorous, rigorous reporting? So what happens if Alden Global controls the Tribune?
Alden Global Capital taking full control of the Chicago Tribune would just mean them strip mining the paper over the course of several years and getting rid of experienced reporters in favor of less experienced reporters that they can pay a lot less money to, and it would just be a steady, nonstop series of cuts.
And in anticipation of that, a lot of marquee players, columnists that we know, but also reporters and editors who maybe aren't as well known by their bylines, have also left the Tribune. Just anticipating that, right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of people leave the Tribune now, and it's really unfortunate that there are. We as a union and we as journalists want the newspaper to be as strong as possible so we can keep people. And there's a lot of people who have families to support and who have, who just can't live with that anxiety. And that's, fully understandable. And so it's already a problem.
So this guy Slane I mentioned, who said, well, I might want to try and take controlling interest and offered an attractive bid, said that he had, I'm reading now from the Chicago Tribune's Robert Chanik, had a change of heart over the weekend when he read a New York Times story that Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss had joined Bainham's efforts to buy Tribune Publishing for $18.50. An octogenarian former CEO of medical device manufacturer Synthes, who lives in Wyoming and runs a conservative foundation, Weiss told the New York Times that he wanted to support journalism and guide the fortunes of the Tribune newspaper. So I'm rooting for those guys. Is there a chance that these other bidders will gain control and Alden won't run the Tribune?
Yes, there's a very real chance that the Tribune can be saved by this group of people that are stepping forward. Alden doesn't want to give up the company, to be clear, and they're in a good position to fight off, to make an effort to fight and resist and make it difficult on them. But they're in a position to make it very difficult on Alden, and Alden is about making a quick buck. I don't know that they necessarily want to have a big, long, drawn-out, expensive fight, which if this carried on, it would probably would quite possibly end up leading to litigation. So there's just a lot that can get messy for Alden, and the sooner Alden realizes that, the better. And then, what is interesting is these guys have proven that they're willing to pay more than Alden is willing to pay, and, that has power, too.
You would think that the highest bidder would win. By the way, somebody corrected me and said it's McCormick's, not Wrigley's. But you'd think that the highest bidder would win. How does that not determine who controls the newspaper?
Well, at this specific time, the the board recommended, the board found that the high, that the bid by Bainum was technically bigger, but it relies on financing that so far is not yet secure, whereas right, Alden was going to pay in cash. Yeah. And obviously cash is better than financing, and that's true whether you're buying a house or anything else. But
don't we all know that?
But they also said you can have please go ahead and go work on it, and I am sure that they're working vigorously to come in with a more immediate offer. And so they said that in the short term it's preferable, but they're not making a decision on that yet. And so these guys have time to raise the money, and you know, they have plenty of money.
I'm going to call you again next week. Let's continue to follow this, but I'm holding out hope that this comes through. I hope that's not a fool's hope. I hope that happens, Greg.
Me too, and I don't think it's a fool's hope. I don't talk to fools, so.
I don't either. Greg Pratt is a reporter at the Tribune. He's also the leader of the union for the Chicago Tribune. You might have picked that up as well.